This is Big Ho from Bankhead. Thanks for tuning in. You're about to tune in to another hot episode from the SRT crew. SRT crew, are y'all ready?
We ready if you ready.
Let's get down then.
What up, Atlanta? Put your hands up. Let's get this thing started. SRT. See, every single week my people gotta do one thing. Turn that SRT up, and I gotta tune in. We talking touchdowns, home runs, goals, and interceptions. Hosted by Big Ho, the Big Head Legend. Watch your kids, boy, some big dogs coming. You want that smooth operator dial, slick money, sports round table. The truth, no fables, top flow penthouse over Atlantic Station. Shining like a diamond jeweler, sports miss tip, sports superhero, Hancock, intuition with a pick. Get a laugh, get a thrill, get your sports, they ill, D-Will. Fill them in on Bama this year.
What up, what up, what up? It's the Sports Roundtable, live from the penthouse, 300th floor, overlooking Atlantic Station, episode 62. About to get dropped tonight. Thanks for tuning in for episode 61. We had fun last week. We got Stream ATL back in the penthouse tonight. Chad and them and Joe and them. But I also got my crew leading off. My main man from Bama, Mr. D. Will. What's up, D. Weezy?
What's happening? What up, Coop?
What up?
What's up?
What up, D?
What's up, Bam?
Got 334.
Yes, sir.
The building.
You good?
Yeah, man. I'm good. How you doing?
Excellent. Basketball season, baby.
Oh, I feel it, baby. It's in my blood right now.
And y'all already know the diamond of the crew, Miss Tiffany. What's up?
The Jeweler Sports is in the building. What up, crew?
What's up, Tiff?
What's going on with y'all?
Shaking, baby.
My feelings is hurt this week. I'm a little heartbroken.
You get over it, baby. It's like a bad date.
I don't have too many of those.
I mean, most women get over dates in a few days or a week.
True.
Same thing.
It takes me a little bit longer to get over my sports teams than it does a date. I'm a little bit different than most females that you may know. If you hadn't realized that already.
Oh, I have realized it.
So I can get over a bad date in a couple hours. It take me a couple weeks to get over my team's losing.
Yeah.
So I'm a little wounded right now. But maybe, I'm good.
Yeah, God is good though.
All the time.
They give you an opportunity next year.
Maybe if Oregon would have wore the same color she wore tonight, they probably would have won.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, they had no kind of green
that
on.
They ain't put none of their school colors in their thing.
No, I kind of like the Ohio stuff. They looked pretty hot.
Ohio,
I like the black numbers. Was hot.
Ohio looked great. Oregon looked like a blur. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't even recognize them.
Thought they were the Raiders.
They came out there looking as soft as they toilet paper.
They looked soft. They played soft. It was just all around.
It was like a big roll of toilet paper on the field.
They did. It was just ugly.
Wow.
That's cold. So
I can't get no Oregon baby.
See you soon. Nah, they ain't.
We'll say it for you.
You ain't getting no Oregon baby. Team Peyton Manning.
No Team Peyton Manning.
I
got it for Wham Affleck.
I can't stand you. you ain't getting nothing out of me. Wow. How you doing, Slick Money? Moving on.
There you go. And last but not least, my main man, Slick Money. Well, can we do it like this?
Do it however you produce it.
Fantasy football champ.
Oh.
And he picked the champion for the college football first playoff.
He did.
Yes, I did.
I want
a hug from D. Will.
Wow. See, why you got to put me out there?
Because I remember the show that you crushed me.
You right. Hey.
You really crushed
me. Listen.
Ludicrous, guy. Hey. You're crazy.
Hey, you will get a hug, Slick Money, tonight. I promise.
Is your mama retarded? Hey. I'm like, what?
Hey, I got
what
on Scarlet and Gray. Hey, look, I got on Scarlet and Gray for you today.
No, I really do truly love you.
I do, man. You going to get your hug. I owe it to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I'm having dinner with somebody. Look at me. Do we work that out, D? What? D excited.
Man, boy, I tell you.
D, can you handle dinner with us?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said, yeah.
Don't get too excited,
I
D.
I think I can take care of
it.
in my Keith Sweat voice.
That was pretty hard. The women's going to love that. That's but anyway, funny. So good to see everybody. Sorry that Hancock's not here.
Yeah, Hancock's not here. His job is this. I hope he makes Hancock, a whole lot of money.
Can we give him a moment of silence? No. I'm just saying because we miss him.
Okay.
Just everybody, don't laugh. Just kind of be quiet for a second.
And we're done.
Okay, we're done. Hancock, get back to work, man. We miss you, bro. Come back and argue with me about them Hawks. Hey, I do got to apologize. So when we get to that session,
okay,
I'm going to apologize about the
Hawks.
Well,
I told him you wrote an open letter.
Yeah, I did.
You told him. I told Hancock you wrote an open letter because he don't check his Facebook page like he should.
Right.
But everybody around here know, but the listeners may not.
Right.
For those who don't, you know, frequent Facebook or not, you wrote an open letter to all the Hawks fans because you had the opportunity to go and actually see them play.
Very impressed.
Very impressed.
I meant seriously, be honest with you, Hawk Nation, SIT crew, Hancock, D-Wheel, Tiff, HM3, Joe and them. Well, I don't know. I won't talk about Chad. But Joe and them, so good to see you. The Hawks are really, really good. I was really impressed. I'm serious. I couldn't find no flaws. The only thing that scares me is a playoff atmosphere game. In a series. Everything else they got. Unselfish, hustle, defense, make the three consistent. Everybody take big shots. So you can't knock them. And I just think the people in Atlanta should give them their props and quit talking about the Braves and Falcons. Yeah. That's over with.
Please stop.
Braves are going to be horrible next year, and the Falcons are going to be horrible next year, too.
They really are. I don't understand why the Hawks isn't on everybody's mouth in Atlanta. This whole city, the whole state of Georgia should be talking about
the Atlanta
Hawks.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Do we have any billboards in the city with the Hawks on it? Because I don't remember seeing
one. I've seen one.
Just one?
And just
I've,
one.
And I've seen a Millsap commercial.
Yeah.
Workout with Millsap.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Hey, wow.
But yet they got the best record in the East.
I'm going to tell you something. Just real talk. If you can go 24-2, because they won tonight to beat the Sixers, 24-2 in any sport at any level,
right?
At any time frame,
right? Yeah.
50 years ago, last week, 20 years from now, that's impressive.
That's impressive.
24-2, dude.
Yeah, over the last couple games, over their last 26 games.
And this city should be talking about nothing but the Atlanta Hawks.
But listen, I'm gonna throw y'all a bone real quick. You say they're not talking about the Hawks. What was the Hawks? Major offseason issue that they had this summer.
Racism. Wow. And this is funny. Me and the nephew got tickets from my company to go to the suite. When we were sitting there for halftime, they had a dating show going on.
Oh, yeah. It was Tinder night.
Tinder night. But we were sitting there talking about the letter that the guy wrote, and he was so right. No disrespect
to your boss.
To his boss. Yeah, about how soulful it is at the Hawks game.
Yeah, one
nothing. We counted all the songs. There were no white songs played.
Uh-huh.
It was just hip hop.
It was all hip hop and black. And he looked at me and said, "Uncle, that man was right."
Yeah,
he said, "If this ain't all black, I don't know what all black is."
But look, who was in the arena though?
But there was some white people there and black. It was
okay.
But what he was saying was that we have to cater to the guys out in the suburbs, and we really want them. They dollars as well.
But
what he was saying was
major dollars.
Those are major dollars, absolutely. But the game was amazing. But the halftime was kind of weak. It just wasn't. I don't know if you ever do a dating site at halftime. That's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
This was like the first time that they've ever
That's
done
a marketing
that.
Thing.
It was like, it
was a success.
It was.
Yeah, I just thought I'd never seen it before.
He made it to More Than America on that.
He did?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a success.
But the thing about it, the only way you're going to bring that Alpharetta male white 40-year-old to the game is that you win.
And he started dating black women.
but think about it though, man. That's the reason we're not talking about the Hawks.
You're right, D. You're absolutely right. That is the reason. I agree.
Well, we are.
We are.
Hawks, baby.
SRT crew talking about.
And you know what's crazy? When I was sitting in the suite, I felt funny.
Did you? Why? Well,
I felt funny because shit, they good. Because I've been going there to see other teams play.
Exactly.
You go see
the Hawks now.
Yeah, I'm going to see the Hawks play, but you thinking. They gonna make this bucket? Oh, damn, excuse me, they did make it. And you usually them like just crumbling and falling apart.
Right.
Every time Memphis fell down and caught them, they made another 10-point run.
Yep.
So I said, Jay, how long is this gonna continue? He said, Uncle, they pretty good. Every time Memphis made a run, they made a run back. In the last minute and a half, 84-84, Memphis did not score again.
Mm.
beat them 96-84.
Hey, 12-0 run.
12-0 run. Impressive.
Kyle Korver was shooting the lights out that night.
Now, I'm telling you, this is crazy. When it got down to the minute, everybody stood up. I said, they think they the Bulls. I mean, folk was screaming.
But look at, from what everything that you're explaining, from the tender day night to Kyle Korver dropping daggers, everybody standing up, to it being energetic in the building.
Wow.
They had, they're winning. Yeah. They got all that going on, and they refuse to talk about it.
Right. Like, how do you do that?
Come on, man.
More than anything is the person who put the team together not even working.
They still got him on suspension.
Standing Ferry put this together.
And he's suspended.
And he at home. Matt, I'm see if I can get him on the show next week.
Hey, he needs to come on the show. Yes, he do. Yeah,
Hancock ain't here. Hell, his seat right here.
Right.
Yeah, Hancock missed. Now, be careful, say Hancock. Now he said you throw him on the bus. Be careful.
Oh, I ain't going to do him like that.
Yeah,
because
we love Hancock.
Yeah, he do.
Boogie!
But yeah, Danny Ferry, we got to see. He can come on through. Exactly. Holla at us.
Now, I'm just being honest.
He ain't working right
for
now.
For all our loyal listeners, I swear the Hawks look good.
Yeah.
I haven't found no flaws yet. And I'm telling you, I can't remember the Bulls going 24-2. And they run. Maybe they lost three games, but 24-2 in the NBA, where other teams got more talent than you,
right?
That's impressive.
And they won a night without they rest. They doing the San Antonio thing.
Yeah, they rested, folks.
I can't wait to get to y'all about these 76ers because they looking good.
Yeah, they are.
I'm talking about it.
Right? I don't think no college team gonna beat them. Seriously, where they playing?
I had said that.
Hey,
they look good, dog.
And they could have beat them in that first week.
Okay, maybe in that first week.
But when we had that discussion, that was
they
true.
They could have beat them.
100%.
Yes. Right, okay,
they have grown since then. Yes.
Yeah, they look pretty good. They're going to get about 20 games, I think.
If you lose enough to an NBA team, you're going to get better.
You're going
to
get better.
That's right. You take another L.
Right, yeah, you're going to grow. You eventually are going to grow.
Take enough of them L's. You're going to jump up sooner.
Because they was all in Memphis behind by 3 weeks and just gave the game away. Yeah. They was up by 12 with Memphis by 2 minutes left in the game and lost in overtime.
Hey, that boy Tony Roden, good.
What you talking about?
Like, I'm going to tell you, it's two point guards that's shocking me. Tony Roden is one, and the boy out of Orlando, man.
Yes.
Yeah, he is balling.
He is balling.
But you know what? You said this for real, though. That boy up in Portland for real.
Oh, yeah. He's the truth.
He has got to be the greatest player in the NBA. Hey, God.
I'm talking about Damian.
Yes. Damian Lillard is on his
for real, dog.
Listen,
for real.
He needs to be in the NBA MVP conversation.
He's good.
Did y'all see the alley-oop he caught the other night?
Oh my God.
Did you see him go through the lane and take off on everybody?
Oh, my God.
Dude
is
good, dog. For real.
And one got slapped across. He dunked on two Lakers. He dunked on Jordan Hill. And your boy from North Carolina, Ed.
Yeah, Davis.
Ed Davis.
Yeah, that boy in Portland is pretty
both
good.
Both of them 7 feet.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's 6'2".
Wow.
Yeah. Let me go and get this disclaimer out of the way,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, go ahead.
We did good for the disclaimer.
Yeah.
It's proud to bring you information and entertainment. Our discussions and topics voice our opinions, which are not meant to offend you, our listeners. Log on to hm3inc.com for all archive shows.
Excellent. Excellent. Before we get started, we're going to jump into this pregame speech I got for all the loyal listeners. I hope the listeners like this. SRT Crew!
Woo!
We Know Sports!
Woo!
Episode 62.
Woo!
Please check us out.
Woo!
HM3.com.
Woo!
Now give me two claps in the Rick Flap.
Woo!
Because you know why?
We got the penthouse going up
on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
SRT original, baby. That's how we doing it.
Sign us a record deal.
Hey, let me get that.
D dropping them bars.
Hey, I got bars, baby.
Tiff looking like, what's the little girl named Lil' Kim? No, not Lil' Kim. I'm sorry,
I look better than Lil' Kim.
No, yeah, you do look better than Lil' Kim. I'm talking about the other girl, Nicki Minaj.
But hey,
she's hot.
Her is real.
Yes.
It's real.
D.
Yes. Yeah, this is real.
I'm going to be honest with you, D. Seriously. Since I like you so much.
Yeah, tell me.
You know me and Tiff lost a bet.
Yes, please.
I'm going to turn that bet over to you. Because that's what I do for my friends. They call me the greatest point guard in love history.
Hey, that's a hell of an assist.
Absolutely.
No. That is an audible.
That is an audible. Omaha.
That is an audible. For all y'all loyal listeners.
Go back.
It's archived.
Yes.
Football 101.
Yes. Check out archive shows on HM3E.
Bahar, guess what?
I'm so happy right now.
Guess what? I got D. Will checked out. He's straight.
Yeah. But my heart is beating a little bit right now.
Megan Turner in trouble, though. She doubled up on me, Harv. Doubled nothing.
She
lost both of them.
Yes. She sure did.
So that's two downs for her. And me and Big Ho going to be there together.
And listen.
She got to pick up the tab for two of us.
Hey, and I told her, why don't you listen to the show?
That's all she got to do. She listened to Tiff. Tiff got all messed up. Bombogulated. What that word?
Discombobulated.
Barbecue.
Oh, gosh. I love it.
Hey, you know, but you know what? What the greatest thrill is?
What's that?
As being, you know, podcasters and sports analysts and things of that nature, is to watch Joe and Chad listen to us and respond and react.
Yeah.
Because
they call her, he call her stupid. I heard him say that before.
Yeah, he has used the word stupid.
Yes, he has. But I like Joe's reaction more than Chad's. Chad's kind of retarded. Well, but Joe's real. Matter of fact, is Chad on the bus?
Nah, he ain't on the bus.
He going on there tonight. I promise you that.
He didn't even know what fantasy football was. Hard.
That don't get it. This man asked us, do we have his business card? And we've been knowing him for 6 months. Why would we need your number?
Hey, we might need to send him a brochure to get on the bus.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you might want to put him on as a ticket.
Joe, this dude asked us, do we want his business card? And we,
Chad, new ticket puncher. Oh, hey.
Stop the show. Stop the show, guys. Please stop the show. Stop the show.
I didn't drop the mic.
Oregon is in the building.
Tiff, you wrong for that, Tiff. Seriously.
It's hot in here.
Yeah.
You be putting the heat on.
I got the fan on.
No, that's smart, Slick. Turn the heat up.
I'm sorry. It's always hot in here.
The air conditioning is on.
I can't afford to be sweating. I went to the hair salon on Sunday. It's hot. I'm sorry.
Hey, let me tell everybody who's on the show why y'all get y'all look on. We got the SRT.
I'm stuck.
Sports and news update. We got our open discussion. Wait till you hear that. We got our basketball 101, of course, by Miss Tiffany. Word on the street again by Miss Tiffany. Slick got something to get off his chest.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going into the SRT picks. Then I think we putting some folks on the bus tonight.
Where that sound at? We got some folks that y'all might be surprised.
Hey, you might be surprised tonight.
Still believe that.
Very much so.
The greatest person on the bus is Bill Cosby, though.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's classic. That's the straight classic.
Hey, no. The classic is having a threesome with Mahalia Jackson and somebody. And
Rosa Parks
and Mahalia. I was like, oh, hell.
Get what Rosa Parks said. I ain't got no condom. You ain't got no condoms.
Y'all done went too far, man.
That had to be the funniest comment out of her. Hey, that in was all the, my years.
Man, your boy said Mahalia Jackson and Rosa Parks.
Hey,
I was like, whoa.
I had a couple of people tell me, y'all know y'all wrong for
this. Yes,
I'm like, yeah, what I said. You heard the disclaimer, right?
Exactly. Wow.
Did they have condoms back then?
Hey, no. Nah,
it was more like Reynolds Rap or something. that clear plastic.
Hey, they used to take out. Nothing. We ain't going to stop.
No.
Not, hey, they just pulled out.
Hey,
stop. Okay, stop.
Man,
stop.
Let me go. Stop. Let me go stop. To these news and notes real quick. Boy, y'all off the chain. Ohio State is the new champions of the college football world. First
Buckeyes.
You should say
The Ohio State Buckeyes is the first champions for the college football playoff system as they defeated the Oregon Ducks 42-20.
Defeated? I think that's too light of a word.
What's a good word?
Choose an adjective to use, but they won. Yeah,
they did. There you go.
You're a college graduate. Get adjective.
They tapped that ass.
Way to use your college vocabulary.
High learning. That's exactly
just high learning, baby.
Oh, my God. The Cowboys and coach Jason Garrett are working on a 5-year deal, and I think the deal is complete, but we're going to go to the Word on the Street with Miss Tiffany to get more details about that. What else going on here? The Packers. One-legged Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers defeated the Cowboys, and they'll play the Seattle Seahawks this week.
Aaron Rodgers said he's tired of y'all talking about his calf.
Yeah, I know. Hey, we're going to talk more about that in an open discussion.
He just need to get up there and say,
relax.
And he just killing State Farm with them commercials.
Isn't he?
Hey, is he not the new Peyton Manning?
Man, he is.
Really?
I'm here to pump.
You are. disappointing as it may have seemed, Denver Broncos out. Sorry, Miss Tiff. The Colts defeated them as Peyton Manning played with a torn quad.
Tip reported that, though.
Yeah. If they would have listened to the SRT, hell, they would have known.
They would know he was injured. She
reported that weeks ago.
Yeah, he been playing hurt.
So the Colts and the Pats play this week in New England, Gillette Stadium.
Peyton got beat by the new Peyton.
Yeah.
Sure did.
That's crazy. Both of them going to the Hall of Fame and going to be in the Colts uniform.
Yep.
So, other news, the Falcons. I don't know, Tiffany, you may have anything on this. Falcons move on to second interviews. And Todd Bowles and Dan Quinn. And
who?
Dan Quinn, defensive coordinator for Seattle.
I know who he is.
Like, it's just, but you did it right. Who? Like, who? Really?
Yeah, really.
Because Rex Ryan took the Buffalo job, and I'm sure you're going to go into more details.
We can all go into detail. Listen, this is an open table.
Dragging his feet.
Hold on. Can I stop y'all for a minute? Sure. This is the get off the slick money chest thing y'all talking about.
Already?
Yeah.
I did it last week.
Yeah, stop that. The conversation. Go to the next subject.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're going to go hard on that slick money.
We're going to go hard on that because I got a lot of stuff.
I think you do.
This, D. Will may be more surprised at this.
Uh-oh.
Keith Butler, assistant coach for Pittsburgh, will be replacing longtime defensive coordinator Dick LeBeau, as he was told this past Saturday that they would not renew his contract.
Now, the crazy part about that is the cornerback, ex-cornerback for Alabama, we used to call him Toast. Played a long time in Pittsburgh. Deshae Townsend.
Right.
He ended up at the end of the year being a defensive coordinator at some college.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember, but I've been hearing his name a lot.
I heard that he was rumored to get the Pittsburgh job behind Dick LeBeau.
Well, Keith Butler has been named.
Wow.
I mean, I had heard rumblings of that.
Yeah.
But.
Wow.
Well, you already know how they do in the NFL when it comes to that.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to move on.
Butler.
Yeah. Huh. And the Hawks going for the win number 30 tonight, as they already have won and beat the 76ers. And they sat three players out tonight.
Is this 9 in a row they just won?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, 9 in a row. So. Yeah.
24-2.
Yeah.
Yes, 24-2.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Wow. In their last 26 games. That's awesome.
That's very impressive. Mm-hmm.
So, but that's all I got in the news and notes. We finna jump into this roundtable discussion that.
Yeah, I can't wait to get in there.
This roundtable discussion,
it's looking good already.
We really go talk about this, and we go probably need some music for this.
Yes, we do.
Slick happy. He got a lot to say.
Oh, yes, I do. I have a lot to say. I'm born again.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
You deserve it. You deserve it. I can't even argue.
Yeah, I've been saved a couple times the last couple weeks. Yes, I have.
You can be born again.
Yes, I can. Jesus is good.
Yes, he is.
If you don't know him, you need to get to know him.
Please do.
He upstairs.
Yeah, ask Chad about it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Chad went up there last time.
Hey, Chad. So good to see you.
All right. Here we go. Open discussion. SRT open discussion. You know how we do it. We just open up the table, man. We just go with it. Thoughts from last night game. That's how we go start it off.
All right.
Go ahead, champ.
Oh, first off, I want to give a hats off to the Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Slick called it at the beginning of the season. Said that if they get in the Final Four, let some time go by. Told D. Jizzle that if they meet Bama, they would upset Bama. I told I thought it was going to be Florida State and Ohio State. Then I said Ohio State would win the championship. But instead, your boys, quang, showed out and stole the glory. And the Ohio State, that was impressive. So I'm going to have to give credit calling that a long time ago. And I can't remember They remind me of Bama when Bama was just killing folks.
We still are. We're still in the Final Four this year, y'all.
Right. But, I mean, you know that run that Nick Saban did. He went like 2-3 years, one loss, and just won. That was so impressive to me. Seriously. This is real talk. And you can't knock Urban Meyer. I truly believe when Alabama played them and them boys running beside them hard, they said these Negro got some speed.
Hey, they were faster than what we thought.
But this, indeed, that you say that, when they was running against Oregon, they was fast. Oregon was the fast team the first series.
Yeah.
But after that, no, they wasn't.
Nah.
Let me just say this real quick. Anybody who would knock Urban Meyer,
mm-hmm.
any guy would knock Urban Meyer, plays kickball. Any woman who knocks Urban Meyer probably think talking about a bologna sound.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this: kickball might be too strenuous for them. They play frisbee golf. That's what they play.
All right, Slick, go ahead.
That is a sport.
I'm just saying, when I knew Oregon was fast, it scared me that first series. Mm-hmm. I said, if they ever start, I thought about what D. Wood said. Every 9-10 seconds, they're going to hike the ball. I said, man, Ohio State getting tired. Oh, but that second series, those drop passes changed the game.
Changed the game.
Because I'm telling you what, that the drive that Ohio State made gave their team defense a little rest. They just was a different team after that. They just really was. And I swear, they looked like they was an NFL team last night. I'm serious. I wouldn't be surprised. They can beat some Tampa Bays and Tennessee Titans. That way they just looked it last night.
Right.
That running back is still running down P Street.
Yeah.
What's his name, Elliot?
Yeah.
My problem with him, why don't he want to put his jersey down? Why does he always got to have...
He's sexy, man.
That is so...
That's so 80s. It's 80s.
Yeah, he got
his
real 80s.
She said fruity.
It just looks so fruity.
She called him fruity.
He is
from the Midwest.
Like, why you got to have your jersey all tucked up? That is so... Yeah.
That's
1980s. That's a style, though.
That's sexy, though.
He did his thing, though. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Go back and watch. Look at Miami back in the day. Everybody had their jersey like that.
I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to give it to y'all. I just want to say this here. What he did the last three games was so impressive. Over 700 yards on three nice teams like that.
Right.
Yeah. That's unheard of.
Yeah. Unheard of.
On the stage in bright lights.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about in a regular season. We're talking about playoff atmosphere.
Stage,
70,000 to 80,000 people watching. Yeah. He performed.
He did it three times on the stage.
The stage, right. I mean, you can't get no higher than that unless you're in the NFL Super Bowl.
That was three championship
games. I heard Kurt Herbstreit say, man, this atmosphere reminds you of something like the Super Bowl. And them boys showed out. Even though that's his old school, he wanted deep down inside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, screaming, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did.
That quarterback.
He probably had a hole in that mute button.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He had his thing on it.
Yeah. Harv, I'm so impressed with all the guys who perform well because they all sophomores and freshmen.
They're young.
I don't even think a senior went off, did it, that I can remember.
They don't have a senior that contributed.
Right. No senior even played, I don't think.
That running back number 4 who didn't really get a chance to play much, they say he even better than the boy that's playing now, Elliott.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Hey, but you know what shocked me the most
in that
game last night? Well, back on the subject of speed, if you watch the Ohio State cornerbacks, those little flare passes, quick screens that Oregon likes to run, man, they were closing on that so fast. Like, they were closing and making tackles at or behind the line of scrimmage on Oregon. That never happens.
Yeah.
Especially when they run the little option play where he has the option to run, he has the option to pitch it, or he throws that little quick pass out to the wide receiver. That's usually 10, 15 yards every time. They were closing, and when I say laying hats on Oregon receivers, laying hats.
Yeah, and I know in the pre-meeting, D said this, and it made sense. I've never seen a team have 4 turnovers. And don't let the other teams go.
Yeah.
Where they do that at?
Yes.
What level? What century? Well, you get 4 turnovers in a major game, and you don't capitalize on it.
Especially coming off the week before against Florida State when they got 5 turnovers and scored on all 5 turnovers. Well, 5 touchdowns.
35
points. It seemed like when Oregon got into the red zone, they just got nervous.
Yeah.
Because Ohio State was saying, well, you ain't got that far to go.
Exactly.
You know, you out of this line here, you out of bounds.
Yeah,
so, come on, we're going to play y'all now. And that was amazing. But I know I was trying to get the tiff. I just was impressed with Ohio State, man.
It ain't time to get the tiff. I ain't got nothing to say. Oregon looked like shit. They played like shit.
Hey, get to them.
It was just, they looked like crap.
And I thought about you last night.
Like,
I really
they did
did,
not
yeah.
look like, the, like they honestly, they hurt themselves a lot. On defense, they tried to do too much. They was missing tackles because they trying to do too much. Like, that was not the Oregon team that I watched play all season.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That just was not them.
Hey, but how about Ohio State ran the exact same play
over and over.
Over and over, right.
And over and over. And he said, just stop it.
Listen.
He picked the right
number
play.
Five.
Listen, whatever hash mark that ball was on, he was running it to the wide side.
Yep.
Every single time. He was going to move his H back in motion. He was going to bring him back across to hit the
And bring the pulling guard.
And he was going to pull the guard to catch the linebacker.
Wasn't
he was
going to
kick out. It's a basic counter.
It wasn't nothing difficult.
It's a kick out.
Kick out counter. Kick out block and you run up the hole.
This is what I took from the game. Very, very simple. Regardless of how cute we try to be, how much we try to change college football, how much we try to speed it up, do this and do that, it all boils down to this. Run the ball, tackle, throw the ball, catch the ball.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Basic.
That's it.
Basic.
Be tough in the
Ohio
trenches.
Ohio State did that.
Yep. Basic.
In the trenches.
Beat them up.
Right.
In the trenches. They ran the ball.
But like, here's the basic thing. basic stuff.
The thing that kills me is
spectacular.
Oregon's defensive line actually was getting a push
They were doing pretty good.
They were getting the push on third downs.
Yes.
Really getting the push on third downs.
Yeah, on third downs.
Shooting the gaps and all
Because they
that
got them two big old defensive ends that can shoot. But they were really getting the push up the middle. If you watch it, they had to run in the 4 and 6 hole because up the middle was blocked.
Yeah, it was blocked.
This is the thing. When you rush like that, counter – It takes you all.
When the linebacker has to think.
When you run yourself out of that play with that counter, you're done.
Yeah. Or when you got to think about, okay, are they going to run it back this way? And I take that one step outside, and with that boy being the shifty as he is, up the field.
And I don't think Ohio State missed any tackles.
They didn't miss no tackle.
They're closing last. Like I said, those cornerbacks were stepping up so fast.
They did everything they were supposed to do the correct way they were supposed to do it.
And that's a reflection of your coach.
Exactly. They have the perfect coach.
Right. Elliot looked just like Kuta Kinte.
Right.
They want to cut his foot off.
Yeah.
I mean, because he's still running right now. I'm serious.
And he want that whip, boy.
Yeah. And the last thing. I got to give props to the quarterback Jones, man.
Yeah. Cardale deserves it. He deserves it.
I'll let D say something. D, say something quick about it.
Well, that's the lead into the next.
Okay, game. Go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
Sorry, Mr. Producer.
Can Jones go to the NFL right now and play?
Yes, I think he can.
Should he go to the NFL right now?
I think he should.
You better go to the NFL.
All right, and I'm not saying that he's better than the quarterbacks that about five or six of them he is to me right now. Like Lindley.
Yeah.
Them boys at the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
Christian Ponder.
Them type dude. He can be on the roster with somebody basically and get a chance. They're going to get hurt. Quarterbacks just get hurt. But this dude was so poised. I just was like, every time they put the camera on him, three straight games, he wasn't sweating.
Yeah.
They weren't even talking to him. He was like, man, it's okay. We're going to be all right. That's right. It's okay. Yeah. When he dropped that ball, he went to the coach and said, hey, man, I dropped the ball.
And
Irvin was like, really? Yeah. Just like, you know, okay, he walked off.
I thought Lance Stevenson had made another appearance.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, he was. And then at the interview after the game, he was still poised.
Yeah,
I know.
And I was impressed with him, man. I think if he don't go pro, something wrong with his family.
D-Wade, what's his stock now?
His stock is sky high.
Third round.
I would say.
But that's how. I mean, that's.
Third round would be good.
For you not to even be.
I still think third round's a stretch.
You played a full college season.
That's why I said, I still think third round's a stretch. Because when you think third round, you're thinking about a player who can come in and start for you in the third round.
Right.
You're still looking for starters in the third round.
Because that's where Russell Wilson
ran. That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to tell you why it would be amazing. If he go to the compound. No, whatever they call it.
That's
a club. That's a club.
That's around the corner. They're over from 9 to 3.
But y'all can't get mad at me because I have a 4th grade education.
It's all good.
Right,
y'all got degrees. Yeah. So what's the name of the thing?
Combine.
Okay, combine.
Compound is where we kick it at this weekend.
Yeah, smoking crack and
all that. Now.
If he goes to the, what you call the word?
Combine.
The combine and do well, his stock will go up.
And let me tell you like this.
I don't think he can go, could he?
Yes.
Yeah, when you're eligible, you can go.
He's 22 years old. He's 3 years removed.
My bad.
But listen.
So I think if he go and he announce and they let him go and he show out, his stock can go at least second round.
But listen, in the combine, you're in shorts, no helmet, in a comfortable position.
Yep.
Listen, this guy has a mega arm.
They say he was throwing from end zone to end zone.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's not a throw on the field that he can't make.
Right.
That's the thing. So when you go to the combine, he will shine.
Yeah, he's going to shine.
The thing about Cordell Jones that they can't trust and the reason they won't take a third round pick on him is they can't trust his decision making. They hadn't seen enough of him in adversity.
Right. Yeah, he beat
Wisconsin 52-0. No adversity.
59.
Sorry.
I took a TD. They like to run the score.
Yeah, they do.
But D. Will, he showed some intelligence against Bama and Ohio State.
He showed a good poise against Alabama, but it was never controversy.
Right. Okay. I go.
You know what I'm saying? He never, in adversity. He never had to make a game winning drive. So you don't know how. He hadn't even really had a lot of turnovers.
The only thing that he really had to do is come back from the turnover he did have.
Last night.
And he did.
Yeah.
But that's the only – so my thing is it's a catch-22. It's good that they don't have tape on him.
And that interception, he shouldn't have been interception either.
Oh, that wasn't his interception.
No, that wasn't his interception.
That's like a point guard that passed the ball to the big man, he dropped it out of bounds and steal my turnover.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
But that's the thing. If he doesn't go this year – it's a travesty because the thing is, why come back to school to be in a quarterback battle that you're likely to lose? Yeah, your stock is not getting any higher.
I think Urban, the coach, should tell the guy that's got hurt in front of him, you need to just go to school.
No, he can't do that.
I will release him because I.
Jake, listen. Let me tell you what I'm saying.
He can't do that.
Listen what I'm saying. You put all.
he told Braxton Miller.
I know he told Braxton Miller. Well, hear me out. You asking a third string quarterback to take all the pressure on the world for college football is concerned, to perform at the level that he did, and he succeeded that. Okay. He won people over across the country. Ohio Nation loves this kid. Did y'all see them talk to him after the game? Man, every Urban Meyer's wife.
Good, he's a good interview, though.
He's a good interview. Urban Meyer's wife was in his face. Everybody was all on his dude.
Yeah. Urban Meyer's wife was on his shoulders.
Yeah, hey. On his shoulder.
Hey, Urban Meyer's wife was in everybody's face. She was kissing it. I've been like, I'm tapped on the booty. All right, baby, we won.
Ohio Nation is sitting back saying, man, I don't care who leave and who stay, but please let him be one of the folks that stay.
Yeah.
That was impressive, man. I'm telling you, I've never seen nothing like that before. He reminded me of Vince Young when he came in the NFL. There was 8 games and performed the way he performed. The league didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah. Hey, but y'all know who Cordell Jones is?
Who?
He's Cam Newton.
I have to agree with you.
He's 6'5", 250 pounds, with a mega arm.
I agree with you.
And will run you over.
That's exactly.
He's knocking over centers and tackles, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He hit 310 in the chest, and 310 went backwards.
But more importantly, he doesn't even have any miles on him.
Sure right.
And that's the, I ain't never get to that part. That was my catch 22. You don't have tape, true enough, but he doesn't have that wear and tear.
No wear and tear.
He has not played college football but 3 games.
Exactly.
So that's my thing. If you bring him into the league, that is a clean slate you're dealing with.
Yeah.
With all those physical attributes he got, you got a clean slate.
And you know, if he go to NFL, the only thing I'm scared, will he go to a team that mess him up?
See, but he's not going to go high. That's the prop. That's the good thing about
it. So
he's
going to
be Russell Wilson.
He's
going to
be
Russell Wilson.
He's going to be a Russell Wilson. Right. Like he's going to get the opportunity to shine.
Yes.
Yeah.
He might get lucky enough to go to a Green Bay.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
Seriously.
I didn't think about that. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Seattle might draft him just to.
If Pete Carroll
coming up on the
exactly because Pete Carroll would do something like that.
I'm gonna tell you like this: if I'm Pete Carroll and y'all, I'm going left. If I'm Pete Carroll, you know who I'm drafting this year in the third or fourth round?
Yep,
I'm drafting Blake Sims. If I'm Pete Carroll and I saw Russell Wilson in college and I see Russell Wilson in the pro and I go back and I watch tape on Blake Sims, I'm taking Blake Sims.
And you know what?
You don't have to change your offense if Russell Wilson goes down.
Right. You know what? I would love to see Jones go in the pros though, to the Rams.
He had to play.
But be real. I think
he got there.
But hurts the Rams, they don't have a quarterback to me.
Yeah, they don't.
I think if he go there with the coaches they got, he can really shape him and motivate him.
I don't think he could play next year. That's why I say he don't need to go high.
That's one thing. Moving on to the next question. Speaking of drafting, Mariota now.
His stock went down to me.
It should have never been up though.
He might not even go out now. He is thinking about staying in school now.
His stock dropped. It really did.
They had some good numbers. They had some drops.
And it wasn't his fault, Carl.
You know, his receivers was dropping a lot of balls.
Right, it wasn't his fault.
But my thing is, I don't know if with the world watching.
I think that's what it was,
as a Heisman Trophy winner.
I think that's what it was. I truly believe it.
I don't know if did you put enough on yourself to try to make the win, even though you had drop passes. Hell, Ohio State had 4 turnovers.
Exactly.
So, two or three drop passes, really.
Desmond Howard said it perfect at halftime. Marcus Mariota needs to come out and put the shoulders on his – Helfrich should have came out and be like, Marcus, this is on you. I'm finna give you the ball and let you take over. If you don't win this game for us, we don't win the game. Period. If that's your Heisman Trophy champion.
They weren't going to do that.
But if that's your quarterback, he just won a Heisman Trophy. You got to say, hey, this is your game. Go win it.
And I think he did a good job.
It's just that game.
Everybody else around him didn't. And that's what made him look bad because I think nobody else did well because they couldn't stop Ohio State. If they could stop him, and they just could never stop him.
So did that mean Tampa draft Winston automatically now?
Oh, if they even thought about drafting Mariota in the beginning, that was a mistake.
I think they
were going to take Winston from jump.
Hey, his measurables are going to – if he goes to the combine, his measurables are going to check out on him. And Marcus Mariota is going to – he's only 6'2". Mm-hmm. He's only about 205. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's only probably going to bench probably 12 or 13 reps, if that much, at 225.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's fast, but he's
James
a quarterback.
But Jameis would kill him.
We don't need you to be fast.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you saw last night – he is not a pocket passer. When that pocket closed down, he is not a person who moves within the pocket well. He gets outside well, but he doesn't move within the pocket.
Now, Jones
to throw.
Does, though.
Now, exactly. This is what hurts Mariota. That first read, he good.
Yeah.
That second read,
yeah.
He can't redirect quick. He can't even redirect and be accurate. Because if you notice, every time he has to come off that first receiver and go to the next, when he turns – footwork is horrible.
Yeah.
The accuracy goes down. Even on the first read on the goal line, when he overshot the tight end, wide open.
He could have walked
in. That was
a
touchdown.
Listen.
Yeah, that was a touchdown.
But he did a straight drop back, and he had to turn his hips to make that pass to the left.
That's all
footwork.
And how was your absolutely right, but
inside
to me,
the pocket.
Jones looked like the Heisman Trophy winner.
I agree. To me,
he did.
Yeah. Yeah. Ain't no doubt about it.
But you just saw them Marcus Mariota mechanics last night. If you want to talk about Cam Newton mechanics, Marcus Mariota mechanics last night looked horrible.
Yeah, they were pretty bad.
And he was on the college level. So you mean to tell me when you got some bookend, even though both Ohio State defensive ends are going to go to the NFL.
Oh, yeah, they are.
You know, but my thing is if you can't stand in there and take two or three. But I think that's more system than anything.
It is system.
Because you try to score so quick.
You rely more on the system than you do fundamentals.
Exactly.
Right. And that's what Ohio State,
that is the key. They relied more on the system than they did Marcus Mariota fundamentals.
Because look at when the running back fumbled with nobody on him.
Nobody on him.
I mean.
Running back.
Nobody on him. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess he was trying to hurry up and get to the next play.
If they can't get that water running downhill. They hurt.
To be honest, if you saw the way they played against Florida State, you would have thought they'd have won that championship.
But I'm saying, even I didn't slick because if you listen to
I know
to
you
us
said
week,
you said it, yeah.
35, they won by 39. You got 35 off of turnovers. That's a 4-point game. They were up 18-13 at half. They was up 5 at half. Yeah. Then they start turning that ball over. My thing is, they didn't dominate Florida State. Florida State handed them the game. And like I say, once they get that water running downhill, they're unstoppable.
Urban Meyer, now he's Urban Legend.
Hey,
he won't earn my respect.
I got some facts for you. This gonna help Joe out. Joe gonna love this. Ohio State to the run of their championship run. Can y'all name me the three players that was in New York?
Yes, I can.
Mariota. Melvin Gordon.
Amari Cooper.
To get to this run, Ohio State had to play Wisconsin in the championship game. Who plays for Wisconsin?
Melvin Gordon.
They had to beat Alabama. Who plays for Alabama?
Mark Cooper.
And they had to beat the Heisman Trophy winner, which is Marcus Mariota.
He beat all three of them.
He beat everybody. They beat everybody who was in New York.
In a row.
In a row. That was all time. That's one of the most impressive things I've seen. It was done
How
in a row.
How about that, Joe? You like that? Now, more than that, Urban Meyer, 3-0 in championship games.
Yep.
And he's 3-0 against Heisman Trophy winners.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Troy Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What they call it? Sam Bradford. Is it Sam Bradford?
Sam Bradford.
Oklahoma, yeah.
And, you know, from last night.
Yeah.
That's impressive. He's a big time coach.
So if you're going against Urban Meyer and you got a Heisman Trophy winner, chances are slim.
And the thing I truly hate, man, is just too much time off for college football. It's too much time. 3 or 4 weeks is a lot of time.
Well, it was only 11 days this time.
Now I'm talking about when they started the playoff run in bowls. It's just too much time, man.
You're right about that.
Didn't the boy get tested for marijuana?
Yeah, Carrington.
Yeah, Carrington. Yeah.
That's just a lot of time.
Carrington and Allen for Oregon hurt them. They two top receivers.
Yeah, you got to have everybody. When you go in the fight, you don't need to leave no one of your best fighters
but
out on the side.
But that's my point. That's when your Heisman Trophy.
Got to step up.
Got to step up.
Right. Yeah. Okay, Harvey.
All right, let's move to the NFL. Thoughts on the game this past week? Well, let's start off with Dallas and Green Bay. Let's get it on out the way. The Cowboy Nation is hot as fire about the day.
I ain't no Cowboy fan, and I'm hot.
I'm not a Cowboy fan, and I'm hot, too.
I ain't no Cowboy fan or a Green Bay fan, but I did pick Green Bay. But
yeah, so you still got a dog in the fight.
Yeah, but that, I don't really care about that.
Yeah.
But
Harvey, that was a bad call to me.
The call by the letter of the law is the right call, but okay. The rule is awful.
Horrible.
Horrible.
The rule is awful. Because I personally think that Calvin Johnson catch, if they going off of that, that Calvin Johnson catch to me was a touchdown.
That was a touchdown.
They should have changed the rule
after that.
Right, yeah. After that, right.
Right, but now they're looking at changing the rule now because this has basically set off all the controversy.
Exactly. Right.
Right, yeah. So now they're going to look at changing
NFL.
The rule.
Right.
Detroit don't have enough clout.
Right, right, yeah. Right. So now they're going to look at changing the rule now. Right.
Yeah. Like, this you do that to Dallas, the rule getting changed. Yeah.
Right.
But DeMarcus Murray fumbled.
Yeah, as usual.
And their defense didn't step up when they could have. They actually had the lead.
Yeah, I don't think Dallas defense is that good. I really don't.
They
and it showed
was,
too.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you can't really fault Dallas defense because they are playing against the best quarterback in the NFL.
One-legged though.
But yeah, he didn't really.
Right, he was like hobbling. Like
he didn't really look that good to me. I think.
Oh, you don't think Aaron Rodgers looked good?
Lacy
had a good game.
He had a good game. That helped them.
Yeah, but
he had Dallas on their heels. He
if
did.
If the Cowboys had a good defense, Aaron Rodgers should have been sacked at least 5 times.
Exactly. Listen. Because
he had all day to throw.
But listen.
The Cowboys' defense is terrible. Aaron Rodgers should not. He should have been sacked. He should not have played that well with one
guy. I think Lacy kept them off balance.
But
I
to
really
Tim's
did.
Point, though, what we were saying about Marcus Mariota, Aaron Rodgers is a master at moving in the pocket.
He is. I give you credit for
he
that.
He don't have to run out of there. He's taking one step up. He's taking one step to the side.
But he
is throwing darts when they come out of his hand.
Any throw in any position, no matter which way he's
going. Hey, listen. That tight end going into the end zone, Mark, your boy Aaron Rodgers throw that thing like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Did y'all see that last touchdown he threw between those?
Oh, yeah, that was amazing. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, my
amazing.
Gosh. That was
wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
He can hit a fly on a cloud.
Man, yes. He sure can.
Yes.
Good God.
Like I said, he's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
So Dallas's defense was at a disadvantage already.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably.
I got
and
you.
And you, like you say, they suck. They're not that good. They overachieved this year.
They overdid.
Seattle, Carolina. What's your thoughts on that?
I think Carolina gave them all they can handle. Yeah. I think Cam passed
Carolina
inside.
Tried, yeah.
No, I think that pass Cam there was a bad throw. If you throw it to the outside, they cash in down by 7 with 6 minutes to go in the game. That changed the game on that interception.
Yeah,
he rushed the throw. He should throw it to the outside. Well, okay, if he don't catch it, going out of bounds.
Right.
You can't throw it inside.
Hey.
When the defender have momentum going towards you.
Right.
Hey, I guess we're getting too technical today, but that goes right back to Cam's mechanics. If you look at him in the pocket, he did not set his back foot and deliver the throw.
He never set.
I actually mentioned him when talking about Mariota. He has horrible mechanics,
yeah.
But he has a gun for an arm, so it overdoes that sometimes.
Yeah, overshadows.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because I think Carolina were giving them all they can handle.
They were.
Yeah. Carolina defense has really,
hey,
really
where were they all here?
This is
for real.
Funny.
They didn't show up till they last 5 games.
D-Will.
Exactly.
You know I got a 4th grade education, right?
Uh-huh.
Ed Hardy hurt them.
hey, but to be honest, if Ed Hardy was on that field, Carolina probably beat Seattle. Because if they play with him all year and they got that continuity.
Man, he's good, dog. And he hurt that team by doing that.
Yeah, if they play with him all year, it wouldn't have been the controversy in the NFC South the way
it was.
And
for those who
it would have been a landslide.
It would have been.
And for those who are listening, Ed Hardy is a designer.
Right.
Greg Hardy is the defender.
Oh, did we say Ed?
I said Ed. Just to see what you
said. Oh, hell, I kept going.
But I'm so used to him saying Ed, I just keep rolling with it.
Shit, slick money, man.
Right.
Pats and Ravens.
Ravens are good.
Man.
That was a good game.
That was a good game.
No, that was classic.
That was a instant classic.
Really
that was classic.
It
sure was. I love that game.
Now let me say this. Flacco is great in the playoffs.
Yes, he is.
He's the best.
But let me say this, though. To me, he's always had something. He had a safety net in that defense.
Yeah.
They always play New England
for
tough.
Sure.
But what happens I think they would have won the game. But when you start to give Flacco more than what he should be able to handle.
Yeah. That's too much for him.
It is.
I mean, interceptions.
I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, so because we have to think about it. They didn't do what they normally do. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't hit the tight end. See, they normally dink and dunk. They don't usually go for the big hits and things of that nature when you get down. They usually take their time and grind it out and things of that nature. So when you start to get Joe Flacco a little more than what he really can handle, then you go get those interceptions. And, you know, because he tried to dart one in the end zone.
He sure
and
did.
He didn't look him off like he said he would.
I understand you got a gun, Joe, but come on.
Right.
Come on now.
He did not look butt off at all.
Stared him down.
The whole time.
And he slung it, though.
Yeah, he did sling it. But New England. But should you win with just 14 yards rushing?
They ain't going to do that against the Colts. I promise you
if
that.
If you think that's going to happen against the Colts, you got another thing coming.
Yeah, right. I mean, my God. And then how much of a – what did Jonas Gray do to get in the doghouse like that?
I'm saying, like, he went from at the top of the totem pole to the bottom.
The two teams that's left that's impressive to me is Seattle and the Colts. Colts make some ball, man.
Hey. They look good.
They really look good. It kind of they look good back to back.
I mean, and I'm tripping that they look good, and all they do is pass the ball. Like that's you it. Know when they you know what they about to do, and they still carving you up.
Yeah.
And you know they about to come out and pass every play.
Yeah,
it's like Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison out there with T.Y. and Andrew Luck.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Speaking of the Colts, Peyton Manning, and they didn't look so good against the Colts this week.
No, they did.
Hurt quad. Peyton was overthrowing folks.
Man, this weekend, to me, it looked like Peyton Manning should have said, I had a nice run. I'm retiring, everybody. Goodbye. Wow. That's what it looked like. That's what I wanted him to say after the game. That's how terrible he looked to me. I just wanted him to say, thanks, y'all. I had a good run, but it's time for me to retire.
He did look old. That was the first time I can ever say Peyton Manning
looked old. Like crap. I mean, his throws the way he was throwing the ball down the field, who was he throwing to?
Yeah, maybe
they weren't accurate at all.
Maybe Denver can draft Jones.
But my thing is about Peyton, we knew Peyton Manning had arm strength issues.
Yeah.
Like we've been known that. That's no secret. But you can tell in that game he was overdoing it because he can't throw with his legs. Peyton Manning is a lower body.
Right.
Drive the ball down the field.
He's a mechanic.
He's a mechanic person. Yeah. So when you take away his – he's not Aaron Rodgers.
No, sir. No.
He can't make unorthodox throws. He's not as athletic.
He is mechanics as
exactly.
You can get.
So when Peyton Manning's quad went out and he already does not have the arm strength, so now he's overcompensating. That's why you saw all the overthrown balls. He was trying to get it there. You know, Peyton Manning used to drop them right over your shoulder.
I mean, lay it exactly. on you.
But now he's having to do something he's not used to.
Right.
So now he's winging it with his arm. He throwing it 15 yards.
Oh, and he just
and it's still
so
a duck.
Terrible.
And it was still a duck.
I mean, it looked so terrible.
Yeah.
I was disgusted. Like, honestly, I turned the game off at halftime. I did not watch the game after halftime. I could not watch another minute of the Denver Broncos play football this week.
And when can you remember them ever getting booed at home?
That part. Yeah. I couldn't even watch the game.
They booed like, Peyton Manning.
They booed Peyton Manning, yo. Like, I was disgusted. Yeah, like, wild. I couldn't.
That's your team.
After
you should
have
been.
I did not watch a minute of the game after halftime. I couldn't even tell you what
well,
happened.
Well, you didn't miss nothing.
I know.
Yeah.
So instead of Manning saying, I'm done. John Elway told Fox that he's done.
He sure did.
John Fox, coach for Denver, has been relieved of his duties along with everybody else on the coaching staff.
And Elway said it was because that John Fox and him could not agree on how to get to that next level, to that Super Bowl, like to win that Super Bowl. They had different views. Like how John Fox is disagreeing with Elway's views, I don't understand. But I don't know what.
And this is the thing, and I hate to bring this up to you, Till, but
I think I know where you're going because I think I'm going the same place with you.
They got 17 free agents. Mm. Bebe and Julius Thomas are two of them.
Mm-hmm.
John Elway never had a tight end.
Mm-mm.
They ran the ball. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a catching tight end.
Yeah, no pass catching
tight
end.
They was running, yeah.
So you may lose a tight end.
Yeah.
That's Peyton Manning's bread and butter. He loves tight ends.
And that's the thing. You see, that's where the disagreement is going to come, because if I can't throw it deep, I got to be able to throw it short.
Right.
You see, John Elway got the arm strength that Peyton doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, but he's got gunslinger. 17 free agents, though.
Hey, let me throw some icing on your cake on that, though. And Tip just said about she wished Peyton Manning would have walked into the sunset. They just got rid of their coach. They got 17 free agents. Peyton Manning sitting at home. Do I really think I can go back through this?
Yeah, he's asking himself
Can I go through a whole new coaching staff?
Yeah.
Can I go through a whole new team that has to be rebuilt that might be 1-2 years away?
Yeah.
Like, do I really want that? Am I physically able to do that?
Yeah, he's asking.
So you asking Peyton Manning to literally play football for 20 years. If you revamp this team like they are, mm-hmm. I don't know, they might bring the free agents back, but they didn't got rid of the whole coaching staff.
Right.
So if you're going to bring Peyton Manning back, you got to think, okay, this is a 2-year window. Peyton Manning got 2 more years.
Right. And then Peyton Manning has told John Elway, okay, you got rid of John Fox. Look at Mike Shanahan again. At the Shanahans.
Gary Kubiak.
You got to bring in somebody who know Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Gary Kubiak.
He does.
He was a backup at Denver.
Hey, but
behind Elway.
He was, but hey, can listen to this.
And he had, you know, he brought the Houston team back to the.
What was Gary Kubiak's issue at his last head coaching stint?
Quarterback.
He had a quarterback.
In the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
Offensive coach.
But they shouldn't have that problem in Denver with what they had.
That's one. You got Elvis Dumerville. You got
Dumerville and Baltimore.
No, yeah, he's gone.
Not Dumerville. I mean,
Ware, DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah, DeMarcus Ware and
Von Miller. T.J. Ward and
yeah.
But Knighton, the big boy in the middle. Knighton, he's Pope a free agent. He's a free agent. So
he got commercials. So you got to pay him.
Exactly. Yes, you do.
All right. NBA. Can the Hawks win the East?
Yes.
When we asked this question a few weeks ago, I would have said no. But now I'm going to say yeah.
They got a 4-game lead right now.
They could actually win the East, because what I thought would transpire in the East isn't going to, I don't think, anymore. So I honestly think that the Hawks can win the East now. Because the East is not going to play out how I thought it would play out in the beginning of the season. And the Hawks can definitely win it.
Yeah, we're waiting on you, bro.
I think it's going to be Atlanta and Chicago.
Fighting for the top spot.
Fighting for the
in
top
the East,
spot.
The East
you're not going to give the Wizards any love? Or?
Oh, the Wizards get some love. Toronto, they still get love.
Right.
But I truly believe the last two standings should be the Hawks and the Bulls.
Hawks and the Bulls.
And I could be wrong. You know, I've been around many times.
You sound real good, though.
Yeah, but yeah. I truly believe that Chicago beats Atlanta in a 7-game series.
And I can't
even
be mad
at you. And you're right about that.
And the reason why I say it is, like, I think Derrick Rose will shine when the bright lights hit. Well, I don't know if any Hawks player going to do it consistently when the bright light hit them.
They're doing
wonderful now. Now, we should praise them and all
preach,
that.
Slick, preach.
Yeah. But I truly believe when they get to that 7-game series where Derrick Rose has been there before, Casal has been there before.
And they got Noah.
With that Butler kid, I think they're going to get down and dirty.
Hey, let me tell you.
And Noah.
Hey, what we were just – we had this conversation in pre-meeting, y'all. So y'all didn't hear this. But the thing is, you got to have – that person you can give the ball to.
Yeah, I agree.
Say,
yeah.
Go get a Derrick Rose. He can go get you a bucket.
Yeah, you can put the ball in his hand and say, go score right now.
Now, if you're going to tell me it's going to come down to Al Horford and Paul Gasol, Jeff Teague versus Derrick Rose, I'm taking Chicago all day.
Oh, heck yeah.
So this is what I'm saying, Hart. I think it would be so great for Atlanta to get to the finals.
That would be awesome.
It'd just be the greatest thing ever.
I would love
sport.
To see that for this city.
I swear I would.
Oh,
too.
My God. Yeah.
I'm talking about, I go out and give me a Hawk shirt.
So much pressure off Arthur Blank.
Yeah.
So I truly believe that what might hurt Chicago, if D Rose get hurt, I'm not trying to claim that, but
he was out the other night, too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I think they're being very cautious with him. I think that he has the San Antonio Spurs syndrome.
He does.
Oh, he does.
With Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
And he could play a lot of these games if he had to.
Right. And don't get me wrong, Harv. Teams like Washington, Toronto, you just can't sleep on them.
Yeah.
Milwaukee, whoever might get in there, you cannot sleep on. And Cleveland, anything can happen.
Exactly.
Because you can get in there with a .500 record in the East.
Right. And just get hot at the right time.
And just get hot at the right time.
The Rose are coming back. Oh, is he back already?
Yeah, he's back already.
He's back.
Yeah. So they got to get used. They got to get back.
Get back in their rhythm and stuff like that.
Because Lowry's used to taking all the shots now.
Yeah.
So I truly believe
that Westbrook
and Quentin Ross.
And the only thing, the only thing I hope the Hawks don't do is to get overconfident. That they can't about to beat us. We don't want to fit this dream.
No, I don't think
that. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, they don't have those egos.
No, they don't. They have that kind of ego
yet. Go ahead.
This is what I'm saying, though. All that changes when the playoff starts.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. They cruising right along. Ain't nobody even near coming close to stopping them. All right, now the playoff is here. The lights are brighter. The rim's getting shorter. Now your fans are really behind you. So the pressure is on. We got this far. We can't.
We'll have to see when.
Hey, but let's be honest. I'm just being real.
I honestly see what you're saying, because now when you go to the games, like the stadium, it's not sold out. When playoffs come, that stadium
going
to
be
sold out.
It's going to be white pom-poms everywhere.
It's going to be
it's been sold out the last five games.
I agree. Yeah. But so if T going to be the superstar, if Corbett, what if he get cold and miss 4 or 5 threes?
Man, yeah.
Because you live by the three, what you do about
it? You die by the three, yeah.
And you know it better than anybody, Harv, being a three-point shooter yourself.
Yeah.
That can go cold quickly.
Yeah.
That road, now the goal looking like the ocean, where it look like Lake Lanier.
Right. But my mentality is that.
You keep shooting.
Yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
You keep shooting.
Did I miss last time?
No, you did. Right. But what I'm saying is now.
I can't remember last time I shot the ball.
But now you're talking about money involved. Fans hollering at you, screaming, Harvest, really? You walking by in the tunnel, throwing Coca-Cola at you.
You don't want them booing the home crowd like Denver did.
Yeah, absolutely, right, yeah. So,
boy, they, woo birds came out.
So I think Chicago and Hawks meet in the Eastern Conference Final. And I'm telling you, man, Memphis going to be there. I think Memphis is going to be in the Western Conference Final. I don't know who's going to be on the side, be it Golden State, Clippers, or whoever, or Portland. Mm-hmm. I think those four teams might make it.
Okay.
And if it's a coin toss of who get to the finals, could be Memphis, Chicago, could be Atlanta, and whoever.
Oh, cool. Yeah, man. Well, that's about it for that open discussion. The only thing about the Hawks is that the trade deadline is coming up. I just don't.
Don't mess it up. Leave it alone.
Yeah,
man.
They don't need to do nothing.
Yeah, just let it play out. Yeah. Make your trades after season's over.
Yeah, they just need to ride. Yeah, just ride the whole season out.
Let this train keep going. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah,
we ain't pick up no passengers.
No, we ain't.
This is a non-stop.
As D. Weir would say, let that water roll down here.
Let that water roll down here.
Yeah, we can make our changes once we lose.
Yeah,
but if we don't lose, keep it where it is.
Keep it right.
If Mama used margarine that pound cake, go get some margarine.
Hey, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it. Absolutely.
Hey, man, we gotta take a break. When we come back, we got to talk about this basketball 101. Interesting facts by Miss Tiffany and the word on the street. Tip, what you got on that for me?
Coming up in basketball 101, my sneaker lovers, are your Jordans knockoffs? Coming up in the word on the street, out of all the 32 NFL teams, which team actually cares about their fans?
Wow. Hey, you listening to SRT Sports Roundtable, episode 62. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Jay with Jay Used Cars, and when I get my sports fix on, I tune into the Sports Roundtable on hm3inc.com. I rock with the SRT crew. Holla.
Yep, this is my main man, Jay from Jay Used Cars. Please hit him up, jayusedcars.com, or give him a call, 770-496-0339. Call and tell him you want the SRT hookup.
What's up, Jay?
What up? And he'll be glad to hook you up with that. So if you're in the market for a car, please do that for your fam. He got you. And we about to get into this basketball 101 interesting facts. That's going to be fun. We'll hear about that right there. Let's see what we got. All All right, Miss Tiffany. It's on you. Basketball 101. You already know.
All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's edition of Basketball 101. This week's lesson, I'll give you five facts about the NBA. And I'll give you five facts because I got ice cold facts for you in my world on the street. So let me give you these five NBA facts for you. The maximum possible salary in the WNBA is $101,500. And that actually has been rising every season. So shout out to the WNBA for that. The max salary in the NBA right now is Kobe Bryant, and he is getting paid $23,500,000. So that's one hell of a leap from the NBA to WNBA salary. All right, my second ice cold fact for you in my basketball 101. Those of you that think you have the hookup on Jordans, be careful, because there is a Chinese company out there by the name of Chow Dan that illegally has named itself after Jordan and is using a modified Jumpman logo to sell basketball shoes. They have grown so big now that they actually have been advertised in actual NBA games. So when you buy your Jordans, make sure you look at that logo and make sure that your Jumpman don't have an extra leg or something.
Hey, that's why I stand outside the store.
Right.
Get mine.
Right.
I'm standing in line.
That's when you know they're authentic.
Exactly.
Because if you buy from Pookie and Ray right now, your Jumpman might have an extra leg.
Stay out the internet, folks.
Yeah, that part. All right, my third fact for you. Jeremy Lin plays for the LA Lakers. I have actually thrown him on the bus with Bundy them. But in his first three starts of his NBA career, he scored 89 points. That is the most by any NBA player since the NBA and ABA merged in 1976. So, I didn't know that Jeremy Lin actually held.
Well, you know, that's when Lin's sanity went down, and he was, like, scorching.
I mean,
38 one game against the Lakers on Sunday.
Yeah, he was going off. That was, like, his first few starts. So
just think about it. Three games for him, three games for Jones. I mean, what is it about these three games?
I know.
Damn. I think I need to play three somewhere in the numbers.
Three might be a lucky number. Yeah, so
exactly.
Keep that in mind. All right, I got a fourth one for you. Last week, I told you that if you were 7 feet tall, you have a 17% chance to make it to the NBA. Well, I don't want that to discourage my shorter athletes, because Muggsy Bogues was the shortest man to ever play in the NBA at 5'3". He had 39 block shots in his career, and that includes one block shot on 7 foot Patrick Ewing.
Wow.
So, wow.
Yo, height ain't nothing. If you got some skills. If you got skills. 5'3".
Muggsy Bogues had that many block shots.
Right. He was only 5'3", so don't let your height discourage you if it does, because if you got skills, you can definitely make it.
Now he playing elves in commercials.
Right.
Damn, Muggsy.
All right, let me give you some more facts for you. We have all heard of NBA players scoring triple-doubles. Okay, so there's a such thing as a double-double, triple-double, quadruple-double, and a quintuple-double.
Wow.
And if you don't know what those are, there are five categories that you can get stats in basketball. There's points, assists, steals, rebounds, and blocks. And double-doubles get scored, like, every day in the NBA. Triple-doubles, there's been four times in the NBA that a quadruple-double has been scored. And zero times a quintuple-double has been scored. But it has been scored twice in high school girls' basketball.
Wow.
Yeah. And that means that they doubled in points, assists, steals, rebounds, and blocks.
Wow.
You know what that was? That was Brittany Griner playing against the Chickawa girls team.
And Maya Moore playing against Our Lady of Our Lord.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. That's it right there. Come on, man.
All right, now my last one for you. A fact for my NBA video gamers. The creator of NBA Jam hated the Chicago Bulls so much that he embedded a special code that made them miss last second shots. So if you have been playing with the Bulls in NBA Jam and you losing in the last second, that's why. There's a code embedded in that game that makes the team miss on purpose.
Wow.
So all my gamers.
That's why I don't play video games.
Because they be cheating.
Yeah, man, that ain't real.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And that is your lesson this week in Basketball 101.
That was hype.
Join
that
us again next time.
That was some info right there, but
that's pretty good.
The Muggsy joint, the girl, the
quintuple double.
Quintuple double.
Slick doublets.
Yeah, the slick doublets.
Doublets.
I see slick doublets.
Really?
It looked like two slicks sitting over there.
Hey, what you gonna give me for that? Hooking you up.
Oh, but bro, I got you.
I need you to roll me one.
Oh, no, I got you some way better.
Oh, yes.
I love D Jizzle. D, are you going on a date with us, or are you just going to do a solo thing?
Oh, no, it's solo, bro. Okay. All right, all right. Hey, I love y'all, but if y'all don't know, I move by my lonesome.
Yeah. So I think Megan will be taking me and Harz out together to get that double dinner out the way.
I want to go on that one just for the entertainment.
Oh, I think I'm going to show up on that too.
When she takes us out, I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave you there with my dessert to go. So you can get some me time in and do your thing. Yeah. But she owed me two dinners. So that means that
she
you get one and I get one.
She said double or nothing. She owed you two dinners.
So I'm going to eat. But she don't know I'm a cheap date. I don't drink alcohol. And when I get to Cheesecake Factory, I probably get a club sandwich or something like that. So my meal probably about $15. Now you get that deep seafood stuff with the crab legs and oysters and all that. So she might be okay.
I'm going in.
Oh, I'm, hey, long, if he gave me the date, I'm going in. Long Island Iced Teas is finna flow, baby.
I might order mine and just take it to go.
Don't even eat it. I just want all that.
I eat it the next day.
Yeah. Hey, and I'm telling you something really deep. I think your date is gonna be just as good.
Oh yeah,
cause she's. What can I say about Tia?
I don't. I'm gonna tell you like this. Yeah. I know. I don't even. We just probably gonna go get drunk. Cause that's how me and Tip do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We kick it. We'll let y'all have to sit down, candlelight, low light.
We don't need all that.
We ain't trying to get all romantic.
Well, do me a favor. I go on the date with you guys. I eat the food. You and her do all the drinking. Then I leave.
No, you can stay.
No, I don't want to stay. I hate to be the third wheel.
We ain't nothing finna go on, man.
No. I truly believe a man should be along with his woman in a date. I'm going to take care of my man because he's been good to me. And I'm going to take care of you because you've been good to me.
I appreciate
that. But D said, from now on, when we betting on Facebook, I need y'all to follow me. Okay. Just piggyback on me.
I'm riding with you.
You ride with me.
Oh, did you see? I mean, he was talking about this bet, y'all.
Yeah, like he had me on the bet.
He had everybody knowing about the bet.
Yeah,
that's right. Absolutely.
Had everybody knowing.
Megan didn't appreciate me putting pictures of restaurants up on Facebook. D, I put a picture of Cheesecake Factory.
Hey, you killing us.
Chopped.
He was. He was going in.
Benihana.
Yeah,
okay, let's go.
Ruth Chris.
He was Victor, going that is not nice. You can only go to Cheesecake Factory or Big Easy.
You rubbing it in.
He was.
But she was rubbing it in when they won the score was 0-0.
Well, you know us Bama fans, that's what we tend to do.
Yep.
And then I told her, she got mad. I said, Ohio State repeat. She went ham on me then.
Well, hell, you better slow down before I click.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Word on the street. Let's get it.
Go ahead, Tiff. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Welcome to the Word on the Street with the Jewel of Sports. Oh, wow. Tonight, we sponsored by Stream ATL again.
Oh!
Ted and Joe and them back in the building.
Hey, what that chant we did earlier? What? The Ric Flair thing? Let's go. Woo! Three snaps. Woo!
In Z formation.
Oh, my gosh. In honor of the college football playoff game being, well, championship game being last night, my ice cold facts are about the college playoff.
Wow.
All right.
So, my first one, according to studies, it is estimated that 30% of tailgaters never make it inside the stadium.
Wow.
Because they be out there drunk and partying and just never end up getting into the game.
Yeah. Wow. Good fact. I like that.
Yeah.
Buy your tickets over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. All right. My second one for you, the college football playoff trophy is handmade. It stands 26.5 inches tall and is constructed from 24 karat gold, bronze, and stainless steel. And it weighs 35 pounds. So they hoisted a 35-pounder last night.
Oh, I'm going to ask y'all this. That trophy too big.
It's kind of big.
Yeah. It's like they couldn't comfortably hold it.
Right. They went from that little BCS to that big old.
Y'all went from the crystal football that you can hold up to this big, long, tall trophy. It's a nice looking trophy, but it's too much, I think.
And you know what? When you're winning, it don't matter.
Nah, it don't.
It looked good, dog.
You can pass me a car. We'll pass that sucker around.
It looked good in the Dr. Pepper commercial.
It sure did. It sure did. All right. My third one. The 14 playoff system is contracted from the 2014-2015 season through at least the 2025-2026 season. So this will be around for a long time, this 14 playoff. And ESPN has paid $7.3 billion for the 12-year agreement.
Wow.
So ESPN banking.
Yeah, they getting all their money back in 2 weeks.
Last night
they
was
made,
the highest
yeah,
rating.
Made that last night. Yeah.
The highest rating ever on ESPN ever.
Any show.
Any show ever. So they, ESPN
they
cleaned up.
They made that last night.
Cleaned up. Yeah. All right. My fourth one. The semifinal playoff games will rotate between the Sugar Bowl, Rose Bowl, Orange Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Peach Bowl, and Fiesta Bowl. and the cities that are interested in hosting the national championship game must submit a bid in a process similar to bidding for the Super Bowl site.
Wow.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Need to go and pay the players to make it in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
All right, and then my last ice cold fact for you about this college playoff. The playoff selection committee consists of 13 people, and three of them did not play college football. And the 13 members include athletic directors, coaches, NCAA administrators, and Condoleezza Rice.
Wow.
I thought she played a snap.
No. Nice try, though.
Sorry, she played for the White House.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Right.
Hell of a wide receiver.
Yeah, she what? Did she? All.
Yes.
She was a rover. She was everything.
All right, let me jump into some athlete world on the street for you. A 12-year-old boy named Cade Pope wrote a letter to each of the 32 NFL teams, to the CEO, the owner, or the president of each team. He wrote, and I quote, My family and I love football. We play fantasy football and watch NFL games every weekend. My parents are St. Louis Rams fans. My brother is a Kansas City Chiefs fan. And I don't have a team to cheer for yet. I am ready to pick an NFL team to cheer for a lifetime. And he wrote, waiting to see what kind of response he would get from what team. You want to know how many teams responded to him? Only one. You want to know who that team was?
Titans.
The Carolina Panthers.
Oh.
Wow.
Yes. And their owner wrote back and said, we would be honored if the Carolina Panthers became your team. They sent him a helmet and some Carolina swag. And they said that we will make you proud by the classy way we will represent you. Wow. And so the Carolina Panthers, out of all the 32 teams that he wrote, were the only ones that wrote him back and said that they would want him to be their fan.
I like that. Wow. Their owner is a class guy.
You're right about that.
Yes. Is it Richardson?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, he's a good guy. It was Richardson. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey. My man. I see Cam Newton on that team. Because that sounds like something Cam Newton would do. You know what I'm saying? He's a very charitable person.
Yes.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Did you see that after their first playoff game they won, how they all came back out of the locker room? They ran around their stadium and shook their players.
Did the college handshake.
Yeah, high-fiving the fans that stayed. Yeah. Carolina, they care about their fans. Yeah. I didn't see no other team do that. When they playoff game, I didn't see them come out and shake their fans' hands that stayed. Hey. So, shout out to Carolina Panthers organization. That's a classy organization for sure.
Okay.
All right, Falcons, y'all better step up. I'm liking Carolina.
Yeah.
I can't make it to a game.
Right. All right, some more athlete world on the street for you. Soccer superstar Cristiano Ronaldo has won his third FIFA Player of the Year award. This is the second year in a row that he won. And in honor of that, Nike has created a diamond-encrusted cleat called the Mercurial CR7 Rare Gold Boot. In honor of him winning. So, yeah. So if you want to buy you some diamond-encrusted cleats, in support of Cristiano Ronaldo, Nike got you. Some more athlete were on the street for you. Michael Sam and his boyfriend Vito have been on a European vacation where they have gotten engaged.
Stop it!
Said the word on the street. They talking about it on the street. So,
hey, they ain't talking about that on the street I'm from.
I'm on everybody's street.
Congratulations, though.
So congrats to them, because I'm on all streets. I don't discriminate on my streets. So my next athlete we're on the street for you. Reigning UFC light heavyweight champ John Jones defeated Daniel.
Bones.
Yeah, Bones Jones. Defeated Daniel Cormier at the UFC 182. It was revealed that Jones tested positive for the main metabolite in cocaine. Since he was tested outside of competition, he couldn't be punished. But once news became public, Jones decided to enter rehab. I guess that he felt that he's cured because he only spent one night there and left. And he says that he's continuing to get more educated on the subject and has learned that he may need to change his friends because everyone that is around you is not for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's snorting coke?
Yeah. Yeah. He in love with the coke.
I got that bacon soda.
Bacon soda.
Bacon soda.
Bacon soda.
All right, some more athlete were on the street for you. Kevin Garnett and Dwight Howard got into an altercation Monday night where they were basically trash talking the whole time because Kevin Garnett trash talking every game he plays. And words were said, Kevin Garnett threw the ball at Dwight Howard, got in his face, headbutted a little bit. They exchanged words, cussed at each other. KG got suspended for a game and Dwight Howard got fined $15,000. Moving on, more athlete word on the street for you. Nate Robinson has been traded to the Boston Celtics from the Denver Nuggets.
Some millionaires.
Hey, but what Donkey gonna do without Shrek?
You know, that was his boy, Big Baby.
That's a good question. That's a real good question. All right, more athlete word on the street for you. Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett signs his 5-year extension worth $30 million. They also gave defensive coordinator Rob Marinelli an extension as well. So Jerry's World, he's locking his coaches down, locking his players down, because they also, this is in my hot rumors, I'm going to jump to it right now since I'm talking about the Cowboys. They have a 4-year deal on the table for DeMarco Murray that is worth more than slightly $16 million. So he should be signing that over the next couple of days.
Dez Bryant next.
Dez Bryant will be next because, Jerry Jones is trying to lock down all his key guys that he knows has helped him get their playoff win.
So they just don't pay running backs no more, huh?
That Adrian Peterson then was the last big deal, I think.
Yeah.
$16 million though? Yeah. 4 years?
Yeah.
That's chump change.
It is. Yep. It is. Especially for what he did this year. Right. For what he did this year, yeah. So I mean that's what I say. I don't know how fast he gonna sign that, if he may hold out for more. I mean, so we'll see. Yeah. We already talked about how the committee is going to change that controversial call. So let me jump into these hot rumors. We talked about Marcus Mariota and Cardale Jones. And we talked about the Denver Broncos and their coaches. So I don't have no more hot rumors. We talked about it.
The hot rumors are already sizzling.
We talked about all that in our open table discussion.
Hey.
We touch on all that. This is SRT crew, baby. You learn some things. Touch on everything around here.
Yeah, we don't play.
Well, good job.
And it's a wrap.
Good job.
We're on the street with the Jewel of Sports.
In the building.
In the building. We are sponsored by Stream ATL Net once again.
Yes, sir.
Hey, y'all just got smart on them two segments.
Yeah.
Learned something.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to educate.
Yeah. Tiff is the best.
Chad learned something.
I'm trying to educate.
That's all. That ain't
you
hard
said
to teach
somebody
Chad.
Jones, but he, oh, man.
I think Joe know more about sports than him, though.
Joe
actually can sit in the chair, I think.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we'll ask him to sit in the chair one week.
Yeah, and just let him go camera to camera. Yeah, just let him run
let him,
side to side.
Let him work all 5 cameras.
6 cameras. One's
oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
We have Victor,
can you move your Coke can out the way, please? Coke don't care about us.
Vic, you can't say Coke.
Oh, yeah. Cut.
Hey, we can edit that out.
Tiff, put your jacket back on, Tiff.
Yeah. Can't show cleavage on your show.
Hey, where's that? I see Victoria's Secrets. We can't prop that.
Yeah, I think the next, if Hancock makes out, we need to let Joe sit down.
Yeah, Joe can sit down.
Because I think Joe pretty sharp. I like Joe.
We'll have Chad on the fantasy football special.
There goes the season.
There goes the season.
Nah, we just gonna give Chad the first football 1-on-1 quiz.
Hey, did Chad ever get on the bus?
No.
Okay, well we got that segment later on, Chad. Don't worry.
But right now we got Slick Money. Time to get it off your chest.
Yeah, I need some soft hard for this. Because I think you and Tiff and D, we all y'all can come in on this.
No, I know, right. I'm jumping in.
Let's get it, baby.
Let that beat start. Yeah, that's nice.
Okay.
Some nice music for a Negro about to go off.
Go off, man.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all, seriously, and I could be wrong. So y'all got y'all opinion to stop me or say Slick you wrong or piggyback or whatever. I am so sick of the NFL passing coaches around like their girlfriends.
Right, they do
retreads.
Yeah,
right.
I don't understand how could you get the same coach for 7 different teams, ain't nobody won nothing.
Yeah.
But we want some experience.
You know, that's a good point.
And I mean, the guys who really done well, like the guy in Seattle.
Pete Carroll.
Came from college.
Yeah.
And proved himself.
But he struggled in the NFL first.
Yeah, but he turned the corner. And now he's one of the best.
Yeah, y'all agree.
These Ryan boys are only coordinators. Mm. I can coordinate.
We all at this table can coordinate, for real.
The Falcons interviewing the same folks been here for 75 years. They ought to be ashamed to say, I truly believe this, and y'all can help me out.
Oh,
I think once you've been with 2 teams, you can't go to a third one.
Right, 2 teams, and you've been having losing seasons?
Yes, I can see if you're winning.
Right, I can see if you got to the playoffs.
And what's going to make me mad, not going from NFL to college, I'm tired of these college coaches jumping every 2 years, getting $20 million.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It's just break a team. Tennessee ain't rebounded in 7 years.
Since Lane Kiffin.
Every 3 weeks, there's a new coach. They should make a coach sit out and don't get nothing.
Let your family starve.
Hey, the players got to do it.
That's my whole point.
But, hey, Slick, I'm with you, man. The coaching carousel in the NFL is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
I understand there's a fraternity, and you got to get yourself. You got to do this. You got to. But my thing is, to have the same coach 5-6 different teams while he in his NFL tenure, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it
like,
is.
Like, my point is, he didn't get the job done there. He didn't get the job done there. Like, why in the hell would we bring Mike Shanahan into Atlanta?
Or John Fox.
Or John Fox.
Absolutely.
All of them have been places, and they've been successful, and they have been duds.
Yeah.
So why bring them in? Why not give some new life?
I agree.
It's more coaches out there.
Yeah, and then what killed me, this cliche. We're going to make a big splash.
Yeah.
We want a guy that can turn us around. Really?
Slick
Money can turn you around.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, you say those words. Those words sound like they come out of the Atlanta Falcons.
Absolutely.
But yet they say that, and they say they want toughness, but they let a guy like Rex Ryan come in town, interview and leave, and sign with the Bills.
Right. And then what's crazy, I don't think them dude was better than Smith.
I agree.
Nobody. I truly don't believe them dudes are better than Smith, man. I'm serious.
Nobody they're naming is a better coach than Mike Smith.
Than Mike Smith. That's my whole point.
I agree with that now.
Now, this is my thing. I am so confused about the organization. Like,
hey, Jim, you never get confused. This really got him now.
Yeah, he confused something wrong.
Something really, really wrong. Yeah.
You have a GM that doesn't scout talent.
Yeah.
And you can't hire the coach.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the coach and the assistant GM reports to the owner. But the assistant GM reports to the GM who's doing the salary cap.
Hey,
what the hell is going on?
That don't even make sense.
Hey, D. Will. That's like all us going to the Cheesecake Factory. And Steve walking in and said, oh, y'all can't invite me?
Exactly.
Really?
Really.
Man, we thought you were sick.
The Atlanta Falcons make no sense to me.
Listen.
But it ain't the Falcons. Everybody.
Yeah,
but the Falcons really done threw me off.
Let me ask him. How could you get rid of John Fox? I'd rather keep Fox and get rid of Manning.
Hey, but here's the thing. Rex Ryan moving inside his same division.
Right. Like, in the same state, basically.
He didn't even move up the street.
But I'm going to tell you why
Rex
Ryan.
Where did he go?
He went to Buffalo.
He had the Buffalo Bills
Jesus.
Now.
And then like, Buffalo had turned the corner.
He just went across the street.
Like, Buffalo had turned the corner, and you go get Rex Ryan.
And he got the same quarterback that he had in New York.
Thank you. will be a third-year starter.
Let's change this up.
But here's the thing. I'm going to tell you why Rex Ryan ain't come to Atlanta.
Why?
We all know Rex Ryan passed. He got an issue with infatuations and fetishes.
Yes, he do.
Right?
Yes, he do.
You don't want me to pull out start twinkling my toes.
No, don't twinkle your toes.
He went to Buffalo because of his infatuation and obsession with Bill Belichick. He cannot get away from that guy. He will not be content until he beats Bill Belichick.
Really? It ain't going to happen.
Listen, who gives Bill Belichick and Tom Brady the most problems?
He does.
He does.
He is, in his heart of hearts, he is going to go to battle with him for the rest of his career. He's hanging his hat on Bill Belichick. That's why he didn't come to. He got the opportunity to go inside the division and play Bill Belichick. Oh, he's going. He is obsessed with that man. Mm. Straight up, point blank. Period. Look at it. Go back and look at their history and watch Rex Ryan. If all his references are to Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Wow, you're right.
He's infatuated with him. That's why he stayed within that division. I got a good defense, what I'm good at, and I can stay here, and I can beat Tom Brady. He knows he can.
Now
he did
it. Emmanuel.
Well, I was saying, like, really?
Now, they may have the drive.
They need a quarterback. Like,
that is awful.
But that's it hard. That's all I wanted to say.
Getting it off your chest, baby.
That was good, Slick. That was real good. I helped you then.
Yes, you did. Everybody did. Thank you.
Let's go and do our picks, and then we'll go jump into this bus ride so we can ride it on out. So we go jump into these picks first to see what we got going on with the picks here. Let's see. So I guess the NFC-AFC championship game this week looks like we got a Seattle-Green Bay going up to the great Northwest. And the Colts going into New England to battle with Tom Brady and Nicole. All right, Slick, let's start it off.
I truly believe, man, that
touchdown is a lot of points, man. And I know we're not probably taking spreads, but, you know, I'm going to post mine on Facebook.
Right.
So I'm taking – I think Seattle wins the game. I'm taking Green Bay plus the 7, but Seattle should win.
Win the game.
Okay. Yeah. As far as New England is concerned, I'm scared. I'm like D. Will. I'm scared of the Colts. I like to take the Colts in the 6.5, but New England wins the game. I think both games going to be close.
Okay.
All right. Tiff.
I don't even care. I'm so disgusted. Gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay, whatever. Seattle, because Aaron Rodgers can't hobble around in Seattle and think he about to win. That ain't about to happen. He can't beat them on one leg because the Legion of Boom is going to slam him to the ground. Yeah. I can't stand the Patriots, but they going to win.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
Well, take look like. Manning-like look.
Yeah, I'm going with the Colts since I was a diehard Colts fan since Peyton Manning used to play for them. Go Colts.
And you can't go for Tom Brady.
I can't. That's. Yeah. I mean, I might as well just – really?
Yeah,
come on.
You can't do that.
I can't do that.
Let's roll, D. All
right, man. Yeah. Sound like I'm going chalk. For some reason, I don't want to take Aaron Rodgers out of the Super Bowl. I want to put Aaron Rodgers in the Super Bowl really bad.
I want to see him there, too.
I do, but I just can't do it.
I couldn't either.
Not watching Seattle play, man, last week. Like, that's the team that we saw in the first couple weeks.
Exactly. Right, absolutely. It was. Yeah. And, right, and
then they tailed off.
Right. And then the way Aaron Rodgers was hopping in that game, he can't be hopping around in Seattle like that.
He sure bad.
Hey, Avery going to knock your head off.
Exactly.
And you know what's scary? That number 31, what's his name, Chandler?
Yeah.
Something wrong with him for real.
Cam Chancellor.
Yeah.
Chancellor.
He crazy. Yeah,
he was the one that was popping the Adderall last year.
Something wrong with him for real. He's just too hype, man.
Yeah, he's popping all the Adderall.
I thought Richardson was hype. He got him beat.
That why be man Adderall punched.
Did y'all
up.
See him jump over the center and go in there and try to rock the field goal?
Twice.
Three times. He did it three times.
Hey, but how he do it and clear everybody.
And he know the count. Yeah. That's cheating.
Yeah. That's cheating.
Cause that one ain't supposed to hike the ball if he keep doing that.
Right.
Just don't hike it.
Right, like cause he have to be on it. Like he was on the count. Like
So you going with Seattle and who's your next game?
I during that conversation I crossed it out. Give me the Colts.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, I got to roll with the Colts because I – don't you know how Auburn was a team of destiny last year and got there?
Yeah.
Ohio State was that this year and got there?
Indianapolis.
Yeah. Indianapolis Colts feel like that. They feel like the team that shouldn't be there.
Right.
But they're going to be there in the end.
Right, because they got the weakest division. The division, they're going to win a division every year because it sucks. Wow.
Exactly. And you don't see them as a team that was – nobody picked the Colts to win the Super Bowl this year.
Heck no.
Only people in Indy.
Yeah, right. And my thing is, they're one of those type teams who you see there in the end. They shouldn't be there, but
right,
they win.
But they win.
You're right. I agree.
Yeah.
I should have did the slick money and picked that like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, you'd have been the man.
You should have been the man. Right, you should have been like, Bold alert.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you be shutting down Facebook.
What?
Man, that D-Wheel guy's amazing.
Oh, that boy. Hey, Fox will be calling.
But I'm telling you something. Y'all might have some on the Hawks, though, for real. That would be nice because y'all called it. I'm serious. Y'all called this. I couldn't believe it until I went there and saw the product myself. So y'all was ahead of everybody when you came to the hall. Because Steve said it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
D. Will said it. Tiff said it. You said it. I was the only one to disagree. Now I'm on board. I am. All right, HM3, your picks.
I'm going with, I'm going with Green Bay.
Got to.
You got to. You picked them. Yeah.
You can't recant
now. You got to go with Green Bay.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
And you might get there. It just anything can happen.
Got to go with them. Got to go with them Packers.
So
be honest.
I know you like Tom.
Be honest, though.
I'm scared, but.
It don't look good.
It don't look good, yeah.
But you got to say this, Harv. If you get Green Bay and get it right, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Because what you got, what, 16 teams on each side?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to get the last one standing?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Second week of the season?
Yeah. Yeah, it was the first. It was like the first week. Yeah, before the season started.
Remember, I was arguing because y'all wanted to wait, and I was like, why we wait?
Yeah, that's right.
You're right. That's impressive, man. Yeah. Hey, so that's your one game. Who's the other game? You got.
I'm going to go with the Colts.
Ooh.
Only because Andrew Luck was my fantasy football quarterback.
Wow.
Didn't you lose fantasy football? Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He had to stop by Slick House.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spanked them legs this year.
Spanked them legs.
Scratch, 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 scratch.
So you pulled a switch out on
him. He did the AJ Peterson on.
Yeah,
he did the AP.
AAD, it hurts when you plait the switches up. Get three of them and plait them up.
You got braid them. Oh, you got braid them up. Oh, braid them.
Stank it, lanky.
Hey, I'm glad my folks ain't never hit me with that. I probably would have swung back.
God, them sucker leave like tattoos on.
Right, you got like welts. Oh, heck no.
Big knots.
That's child abuse.
Go down 3 months later.
Oh, heck no.
3 months?
Oh, no. I'm cool.
Give me a recap.
Recap. Slick Money is the only person taking New England. I'm telling y'all, but take the coast and the points. That's 6.5. Everybody took Seattle except HM3 because he picked that at the beginning of the season that Green Bay would be there. I looked at him like he was retarded. He's not retarded anymore because Green Bay could go up there and win. Anything is possible in sports. I've learned that with Ohio State. And everybody took the Colts except me. And the Colts looks good, too. They got a good Final Four.
Yeah, this is.
I got to get credit where credit's due. I wish I could have saw Dallas in there instead of Green Bay. But, hey, Green Bay, you never know what might happen.
Exactly.
Those are the picks.
Yeah. All right. You know what time it is now. Y'all ain't heard this segment yet. Y'all gonna love this. It is time to put somebody
on
body them butts.
Put your seatbelt on. Put your seatbelt on.
Yeah, it's time
Mike, get your ass down there.
Sit down, Mike Vick.
Will
somebody go up there?
Mike, get that ticket punching.
Hey, Mike, we need that ticket punch.
Yeah.
Get that ticket
go
punch,
go check
boy
on Bill Cosby.
Hey.
Leave Rosa Parks alone.
Yeah.
Rosa Parks. Hey, everybody put a lid on your drink. Bill Cosby is on the bus.
Yeah. He said, I just came to see who I had raped lately.
Anybody who wasn't to do.
Yeah. You can't rape nobody on the bus.
I got a hope.
Y'all know I ain't did nothing.
Yeah.
They gave me this. Oprah ought to stop it. Shit, who want Oprah big ass? Really?
Hey.
Take this pill.
Jeff Driscoll just sitting in the back of the bus and don't talk to nobody.
Basically.
They're like,
you ain't good enough to be sorry enough to even be on the bus.
Child Boggs said, man, you tripping. Get you some pink toes.
Oh, yeah.
They won't let you down.
I forgot. I thought we put him on the top.
Yeah, he on the top. He up top with Bill Cosby. Yeah.
All right, Slick, go ahead. What you got?
Well, we won't need no reason for this goofy.
No, we don't need none of this.
Just go ahead and put him on there. We're going to pick him up.
We going by where he stay at? Do he live in Orlando?
Clean the seats out because he long. He needs some space.
He needs some space.
So y'all clean out.
Get your legs out the aisle. He needs to walk
out the aisle.
Move. He needs to get on.
We haven't put anybody on the bus in about 3 or 4 weeks, maybe a month.
Yeah.
But Dwight Howard ass.
Get your ass on this bus.
For some reason, after he left Orlando, I did not like him anymore.
Yeah. Me neither.
I'm being honest with you.
Yes, he is
trying to be like Shaq. He trying to be with a Superman, a superhero, and he ain't nothing.
No,
he is a crybaby.
Just a big old specimen.
When he said he was going to bring God to the NBA.
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Boy.
Now, here it is.
Stop.
Now,
that's a boy stop.
That is a boy stop.
I want y'all to help me, please. Dwight, please. Have we picked him up yet? Are we just getting
him? We're waiting on him to come out of the house.
He in there, pal.
he always crying.
And his mama told me, come on now, we got your lunch bag. Come on.
Quit pouting. A big old baby.
But what trips me out, when you go to Christian school as a child,
yeah,
that's a foundation.
Mm. Yes, very much so.
I mean, a foundation at a Christian school.
Yeah. Very much so.
And morals.
He went to a good Christian school. Yeah.
A very good Christian.
Know about that Christian school.
Yeah, that's a great school.
This boy slang more wiener than Bill Cosby. He got babies all across the United States.
Yes, he does.
Now,
he
I'm trying to,
babies.
I'm trying to tell you, I didn't go to church every Sunday.
Yeah.
But mama did take me to Sunday school.
Wow.
I remember a man told me one time, this was a pastor.
Okay.
Keep your wee-wee in the pants.
Okay, now.
If you ain't planning on marrying none
of
them.
Wow.
Anybody can be a father. But you can't be a father in Houston. And set children across the United States. Daddy. Then he whooped somebody too.
Right. Got a baby in Houston, baby in Orlando, baby in Cali, got a baby in Chicago.
How many got here?
Yeah, I think he got one here.
Some girl, little cheerleader, he got pregnant. Yeah. I'm sure they played
Orlando.
It. They all in Orlando?
That was that one.
He got seven.
He got seven. Yeah. The cheerleader was a cheerleader for Orlando. She was on Basketball Wise.
Right, that's a Royce.
Royce.
That's her name.
Royce Reese.
She was a little cutie, too.
Yeah, she was cute. Yeah.
But no girl babies in Atlanta.
I think he has one here.
Yeah, he probably got a couple.
Because, you know, he got one here.
It's a bad chicks in Atlanta. Okay, he got one here.
Let's get off the baby thing, which was the moral issue.
Okay.
The other issue is that he is weak, dog, as a basketball player.
Like, how can you be 7 feet tall and a crybaby and softer than Charmin tissue?
Like, how can how you got them shoulders and you soft?
It's scary.
Right.
Like, how do you look like you look
right.
and be as soft as you are? Like, I understand, like, when you're – everybody know when you're a bigger person, you're self-conscious.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So you do little quirky things sometimes to make yourself seem normal.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shaq is like that. He's a big, silly kid.
Yes.
But he knew when it was time to turn it on,
it was time to turn it on. Yeah.
But also, everybody around him wasn't finna mess with Shaq.
Right. So,
absolutely.
They knew Shaq would bust your – they knew Shaq would knock you out in a second.
Right.
They know Dwight Howard ain't gonna bust a grape in a fruit fight.
No.
Yeah. He ain't gonna throw rice at a Chinese wedding.
I'm trying to think, how could you not stay and play with Kobe, though?
Because you're a baby. He was a crybaby.
The greatest of one of the greatest of all time. You can't win that with Kobe.
Because he was a crybaby. That's why.
And everybody said, you know, you know how him and Shaq dislike each other.
Right.
They don't have a good relationship.
Not at all.
And with that being said, Dwight did not want to be Baby Shaq.
Yeah.
His nickname, Superman. He was drafted by Orlando.
Everything
he was traded to L.A.
Everything he's done, Shaq did, though.
Exactly. So my thing, I think it was him. He did a detriment to his own career.
Yes, I agree.
By worrying about what others thought about him.
Yeah.
But even when he was in the controversy with leaving Orlando, he couldn't make up his mind because he cared about what everybody else thought.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Agree. He's too much of a. Can I say it?
Sure. Go ahead.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Ooh.
To do anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's too much of a. And when I say he has those traits that are, I worry about what everybody else thinks about me. And when you worry about what everybody else think about you, that's the definition of a bitch.
Basically.
You know, when you self-conscious. And you worry about, oh, is my hair right? Oh, do my clothes look good? Oh, is that person going to like me? You know, you worrying about everything else. That's my issue with this big old sister sitting on our bus.
Yeah. Now, is there a vehicle that follows our bus to make sure we get to our destination?
I hope it's police.
I think that's where he needs to be. Us. He needs to be sitting back there with them.
With some of these folks on this bus, we need the police following us.
Because you got to remember, we can't put him up there with the boy from Detroit.
No, you can't do that.
What's that boy name? The cancer. The boy got the cancer.
Joshua?
Just stop. Yeah. Just stop.
Can you imagine Josh Smith?
And he said the boy got cancer.
He can't say that.
He is the cancer.
Wait, Josh Smith does not have
cancer. Y'all hear me say stop.
He does not have cancer. Love he is her, just a
but
cancer.
Can you imagine Dwight Howard and Josh sitting there having a conversation? Look at our careers, as rich as we are.
Oh, you know they're best friends.
We can't hear Stone Mountain with an animal boat.
Can't hit water if you fell out of boat.
Fell out of a boat. Damn. The ocean just moved and let them hit the ground.
Look at D-Will. What you say, D?
The ocean moved.
Damn. You can't hit water in a boat?
In a boat. That's as soon as they attempt to do something, the water just get out the way. Just let it
wow.
That's serious.
So, hey, but here's a parallel. Josh Smith, Dwight Howard was the best man in Josh Smith's wedding.
Are you serious?
You are. Stop lying, D-Will.
No quit joke. Playing, D.
Dwight Howard was the best man in Josh Smith's
wedding. Oh, wow. My gosh.
SRT News.
Boy, SRT News. Boy.
Knowledge. You get knowledge on this show.
SRT crew.
But yeah, I got more breaking news.
Oh, uh-oh. Breaking news. Here we go.
The Jets just hired Todd Bowles as their coach.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a good hire for them.
Yeah, I think it's a good hire for the Jets, too.
That's good.
That was my man. That was my number one pick for the Falcons.
I like the Jets got him. Out of all the open coaching vacancies, the Jets got him.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Man, that's New York, baby.
New York, boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, let's take this boy. What are we going to take this boy to?
He came from Hampton University.
Did he? HBCU.
Wow. Started at Hampton University.
Wow.
Shout out to the HBCU.
Hey, that's the outhouse to the penthouse right there.
Basically.
Yeah. Hey, can I ask you a question? Have y'all been on the Ferris wheel downtown?
Yes.
You have been on there?
Yes, I have.
Have you, D?
I ain't been on it.
Have you, Harvest?
I would not be.
Okay, good. I'm like Harvest. I'm scared of heights, too.
Yeah,
I think we should take the bus, pull up to the Ferris wheel, let Dwight Howard and Josh get on, let the ride get up there and get stuck.
Just leave him at the real top and say, get down the best way you can. The firemen are on strike.
Come on, Superman, fly.
Right. Show us what you got.
Fly, Superman.
That's their punishment for being cancers wherever they go in sports.
Hey, and now, here's the thing about this. We understand we are an Atlanta-based show.
Yes.
Right? We are based here in Atlanta. We know that Josh Smith and Dwight Howard are from right here in Atlanta. So we don't care that we talking about them.
Oh, absolutely.
No,
not.
We don't.
We want y'all to know what we think about y'all.
Basically.
Dwight Howard, you soft.
Yeah.
And Josh Smith, you are a cancer.
Basically.
Yeah. Ain't no treatment for you.
Ain't no treatment. Hey, you are inoperable.
Basically.
Yeah, and
malignant.
But what's so crazy, the SRT crew have chemo for him if he wants it. Come on now,
we
talk to
him. SRT
got chemo. That's
what we got. I'm talking about. We can help him get back on track.
We can make you a better person.
Sit your ass in that chair right there.
Yeah.
You gonna leave here? You gonna be all American?
We'll make you a better person. Dwight Howard ain't no help for you.
Let's take it on.
Nah, he's just on this bus.
Y'all on the train.
And you know what's funny? The gas prices have gone down. We can fill the bus up with $35.
Oh, we can roll.
Yes, we can.
We can ride.
$35.
$35. Big old double decker.
Let's ride.
Wow.
Episode 62.
Sit your ass down, man.
Stop keeping up all that noise.
Like a big.
Dwight Howard, quit pouting.
Yeah.
Oh, crying little punk.
Be a cause, we're going to stop by, pick up Oprah, just settle down.
Settle down. We're going to give you another threesome.
Simmer down, now. Simmer down.
We ain't got no other female on the bus.
Why you so horny?
85 years old.
85 years
that
old.
That weeded Viagra.
Hey, no, take his Viagra.
Take it away from
right. It should okay. Take it. It shouldn't even be working no more.
Hell, get to Cialis.
Shouldn't even be working no more.
Boy, y'all crazy.
All the time.
Y'all get HM35.
Mahalia back there singing.
Rose Parks, I'm the first one on the bus.
Hey, I don't give my seat up for nobody.
Not even Bill Cosby.
I'll stop. Boy, I'm finna go. Boy, keep going.
Keep going, boy. Let's get out of here.
Man, shout out to Stream ATL, man.
Joe and them.
Appreciate Chad and Joe.
Chad, don't get no more love.
Hanging out with us, man. Hey, y'all eat up all that chocolate, man.
Oh, yeah. Harris, hit the Reese's up.
Hey, can I listen? Know this before we go? Chad gave us his business card. I've been knowing him for 8 months. Are you serious? In a quiet conversation, hey man,
I ain't got no card.
He said I ain't got no more card. And we looked at each other like, who are you talking to?
For what?
He said, y'all ain't got my number. We said, what? Howard looked at me and D Will said, what did he just say? We ain't got your number. We've been knowing you for 8 months. Everybody got your number in Atlanta.
Yes.
Agent, boy, stop. Go ahead,
Holly. And website.
And website.
That ain't no shows on there.
Hey, he got a website with no information.
A girl said she went there with just black. Where the show at? I can hear them talking, but I don't see
nobody. Boy, y'all are
kill
them.
Kill them.
Got to be the most entertaining show on the internet today. It has to be.
Oh, it's hilarious. They scared to put us on the air, though.
Oh, I know they that's
scared.
Right.
They, I know they scared. They're like, boy, them boys, they're fools.
They
yeah. Oh, my God. Shout out to all of you listeners.
What's up? What's
shout
up?
Shout out to my main man, Hancock.
What's up, Superhero?
Who else I'm shouting out? Shout out to Ms. Reva.
Shout out to Ms. Reva. Hey,
what up, Reva?
Shout out to...
Right, we got to come check that new pad out.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my main man, Don, in California.
What's up, Don?
Hey, Don.
JJ Flanagan.
JJ, what's up, JJ?
Hey, JJ.
Roosevelt Flanagan.
What's up, Roosevelt?
What up, Roosevelt?
Charlie
Timbers Jr.
Yeah.
What's up, Charlie? My
y'all,
man.
Y'all already know. Shout out to that credit union.
Credit union. Yeah. I need a credit card. Credit union. Yeah. I need a loan, baby.
I need his credit union to buy me a house.
Yeah, for real. Hey, y'all already know, man. Ain't nothing changed for me, man.
Can I say it for you?
K9 Gang.
334.
RIP Dobie.
I love it.
Boogie. Yeah, home, baby. The Jeweler Sports is leaving the building.
What you got, Slick?
I got to give a shout out to the finest sisters that's taking the men out
Dad.
For dinner. Her name is Megan Turner. Megan, I know you got a good job, baby. But me and Big Ho gonna eat you up on the table.
Hey, we need to pick the dress code.
Oh, absolutely. But anyway, Megan, I want to thank you. Yeah, Megan, you got to wear a sundress.
No, she got to wear a V-neck.
V-neck sundress.
V-neck sundress.
Hey. So I want to give a shout out to Till. I want to give a shout out to Megan, Tura Banks, Ebony, all the crew that rocks with my baby girl. Y'all love what the SRT crew. Y'all need to come and have a party with us one weekend.
Thank y'all for all the love. Hancock, get here and see you. Because if you don't, Joe going to be in the seat next week now.
Somebody going to put their butt in that seat. I got way too much space over here.
Yeah, and Joe smiling too. Well, Joe smiling like, I hope we don't come.
We're going to get Danny Ferry.
Danny Ferry. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, Danny Ferry next week.
Yeah.
Peace out, y'all.
Hey, you already know. HM3, the Bankhead Legend. RIPBC. Mm-hmm. I love you. Thanks for all you done. SRT. Episode 62. Shout out to ATL Stream Atlanta. And we out of here. See you next week. Peace.
See ya.
Peace.